DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, I'm David, and I'm bringing you some radio highlights for this coming week that I hope you will enjoy listening to in the days ahead. Saturday, the 18th of July. In Sounds of the 60s, Tony Blackburn marks the 70th anniversary of the UK albums chart, plus the top three from this week in 1965. Sounds of the 60s is on Radio 2 at 6 a.m. Greg Jenner explores the swashbuckling lives of two female pirates in You're Dead to Me on Radio 4 at 10 a.m. The Double is a 21st century drama reimagining Fyodor Dostoevsky's second novel of that name. The Double is on BBC Radio 4 Extra at 4 p.m. Today's vintage comedy is an episode of the legal comedy Brothers-in-Law on Radio 4 Extra at 9:30 a.m. repeated at 8:30 p.m. The BBC prom this evening is a celebration of progressive rock music, a.k.a. prog rock, with the BBC Concert Orchestra, and that's on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. Archive on 4 brings you the story of Alan Watts, the Brahman of Bromley, unpacking the complex concepts of Buddhism, Zen and Taoism with clarity and wry humour. The Brahman of Bromley is on Radio 4 at 8 p.m. Then Sunday, the 19th of July. Sunday worship this morning comes from Cardiff, led by Dr. Graham Daniels, a former professional footballer and general director of Christians in Sport. The service marks today's World Cup final, and that's on Radio 4 at 8:10 a.m. Lauren Laverne's guest on Desert Island Discs is the country pop superstar Shania Twain, on Radio 4 at 10 a.m, repeated on Friday at 9 a.m. The first of two BBC Proms concerts today brings you the Black Dyke Band live from the Albert Hall with a concert of contemporary brass band pieces on Radio 3 at 11 a.m. Classic comedy today is a 1955 episode of Take It From Here, BBC Radio 4 Extra at 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. And the second of today's prom concerts is live from the Royal Albert Hall with the Spanish National Orchestra, 7 p.m. on Radio 3. Just One Thing with Michael Mosley, Listen to Music, How Music Can Alter Connections in the Brain, on Radio 4 at 7:45 p.m. And now for some programmes that are broadcast each weekday at the same time. A Meditation on Mud, written and read by Rebecca Stott. Following her mother's death, she sets out to discover hidden depths and meanings in mud. That's on Radio 4 each morning at 11:45 a.m. In Dead Rabbit, 20 dead animals are left outside a village school. The series explores who put them there and why. Dead Rabbit is on Radio 4 each day at 1:45 p.m. Composer of the Week this week is George Frideric Handel, on Radio 3 each afternoon at 4 p.m. Book at Bedtime is Wild Dark Shore by Charlotte McConaughey, on Radio 4 each evening at 10:45 p.m. In Nature Bang, the presenters examine the science behind phenomena in the natural world and ask whether it can be applied to humans. And that's on Radio 4 each evening at 11:30 p.m. Then Monday, the 20th of July. Today's vintage comedy is a 1976 edition of Dad's Army on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. In Church Going, Giles Fraser explores the idea of England as a Christian country. Radio 4 at 11 a.m. Classical Live on Radio 3 brings you excerpts from last Friday's first night of the proms. That's on Radio 3 at 7 p.m. Sue Perkins hosts a new series of the comedy panel game, Just a Minute, at 6:30 p.m. on Radio 4. Tonight's BBC Prom is a concert with music from Bach and Beethoven, including Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, on Radio 3 at 7 p.m. Tuesday the 21st of July, a double bill of classic comedy today starts with a 1984 edition of Yes Minister, followed immediately by a 1958 episode of The Goon Show, on Radio 4 Extra at 7 a.m, 12 noon and 6 p.m. In Assignment, Sofia Bettiza explores how schools in southern Italy are tackling the country's child obesity crisis. The BBC World Service at 9:30 a.m. Heart and Soul, Fighting for the Children of Chernobyl, marks 40 years since the nuclear disaster, on Radio 4 at 3:30 p.m. Childhood, Youth and Motherhood is the first in a new series exploring the writing of Sylvia Plath, on Radio 4 at 4 p.m. And BBC Proms Live at 6 p.m. includes the Sibelius Violin Concerto, followed by a further live concert at 10:15 p.m. with music from Dowland, Purcell and Handel. Radio 3 at 6 p.m. with a second concert at 10:15 p.m. Wednesday the 22nd of July, Vintage Comedy Today is a 1955 episode of Hancock's Half Hour. That's on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Annie Nightingale's Age of Irreverence explores the youth revolution of the late 1950s and 60s onwards, on Radio 4 Extra at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. The documentary How Did We Get Here? Johnny Diamond explores the complex history of Israel and the Palestinians, BBC World Service at 1:30 p.m. And Choral Evensong comes from Buckfast Abbey on Radio 3 at 3 p.m. And the BBC Proms Live from the Royal Albert Hall this evening includes music from Georgi Kurtag and Mahler, and that's on Radio 3 at 7 p.m. Then Thursday, the 23rd of July, a 1965 episode of I'm Sorry, I'll Read That Again is today's vintage comedy. Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. The documentary Love on Trial explores the impact in India of raising the age of consent to 18, at the same time protecting minors and recognising the realities of teenage relationships. BBC World Service at 9:30 a.m. and 8:05 p.m. Good Bad Billionaire, a profile of Sir Paul McCartney and where his billions come from, on BBC World Service at 10:30 a.m. The Big Payback is a comedy drama written by Sir Lenny Henry, and that's on Radio 4 at 2:15 p.m. And today's BBC Prom is a spiritually charged concert of choral and orchestral music that pierces the veil between heaven and earth, on Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. And then Friday, the 24th of July, Classic Comedy Today is a 1961 episode of Beyond Our Ken, on Radio 4 Extra at 7:30 a.m, 12:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. The food programme, What Happened Next? Leila Kazim revisits some of the programme's most memorable stories to find out how they have developed. The food programme is on Radio 4 at 11 a.m. Screenshot celebrates the 40th anniversary of Day Off, looking at films that confine their action to a single day. Radio 4 at 7:15 p.m. BBC Proms this evening sees the return of Sinfonia of London with music from Verdi, Walton and Respighi. Radio 3 at 7:30 p.m. And that concludes my selection for this week. I do hope you've found it both helpful and entertaining.
Now for a selection of the audio-described television programmes, starting Saturday, 18th of July, and ending Friday, the 24th. Compiled by Sarah, read by Chris, and with John doing the techie stuff. Let's start with Saturday. BBC One kick off with the weekend edition of Bargain Hunt at 12. After that, the afternoon on BBC One is taken up with live Diamond League athletics from London. This is not audio described, but the commentary may be of interest to some. Similarly, there's live coverage of National Championship Rugby on ITV starting at 7:30 in the morning. It basically continues all day, with matches between various teams, including England versus Argentina, at 7:30 in the evening. Over on Channel 4 at 6, it's Kirsty and Phil's Love It or List It, this week in Wandsworth. Into the evening, Casualty has its usual slot on BBC One at 8:20. If you'd like a film, head over to Channel 4 at 9 for the comedy drama Wicked Little Letters, followed at 10:55 by the black comedy horror The Menu, also on Channel 4. Alternatively, on ITV at 10:45, it's the action comedy thriller Bad Boys. BBC One are showing the World Cup third place playoff, with coverage starting at 9:30 and kick-off at 10. No audio description, but commentary. Now on to Sunday. Start your morning on ITV at 11:25 with Fern Britton Inside the Vets. There's also Deal or No Deal Celebrity Special at 1:15. At 1 on Channel 4, Jamie Cook's Mediterranean, which is followed by The Doghouse at 2:05, and then George Clark's Amazing Spaces at 3:05, also on Channel 4. Your afternoon film choices are Spider-Man No Way Home on BBC One at 3:15, or the Bond classic Diamonds Are Forever over on ITV, also at 3:15. At 3:55 on Channel 4, the series Our Farm Next Door, Amanda Clive and Kids, starts again. This is followed at 5 by another episode of Britain's favourite railway stations with Cy King. This week, the chef fulfils a lifelong dream on a visit to Snowdon Mountain Railway. Into the evening, there's not much choice, as both BBC One and ITV are showing the World Cup final, with coverage starting at 7 and kick-off at 8. No audio description, but with the usual sports commentary. Your limited alternatives are The Piano on Channel 4 at 9, when Claudia and Mika are joined by jazz superstar Jamie Cullen. This is followed by Celebrity Gogglebox, with various celebrities being paid to watch telly and make funny comments. Before we move on to the rest of the week, here are the regular soaps and programmes which are on the same channel each day. Starting with the soaps. Monday through to Thursday, it's EastEnders at 7:30, Emmerdale at 8, followed by Coronation Street at 8:30. You've a break from EastEnders on Friday, but Emmerdale and Coronation Street are on at their usual time. In terms of regular programmes, on at the same time each day, BBC One starts each weekday with Animal Park at 9:30, followed by Expert Witness at 10:45. The morning continues with Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15, then Bargain Hunt at 12:15. Each afternoon, there's Rick Stein's Australia at 2:45, then escape to the country at 3 p.m. with the exception of Wednesday. Finally, the travelling auctioneer is on at 4:45. On Monday, Tuesday and Friday at 3:15 on BBC Two, there's The Hidden World of Hospitality with Tom Kerridge. On Wednesday and Thursday at that time, there's live cricket from the 100 series. On ITV each day at 2 p.m, it's Dickinson's Deal, whereas on Channel 4, the regular daytime viewing starts with American Pickers at 11:10. This is followed an hour later by Car SOS. In the afternoon, there's Narrow Escapes at 4 p.m, and Chateau DIY an hour later at 5 p.m. Now on to Monday. In addition to the regular daytime and tea time programmes, your choice is as follows. Mastermind is on BBC Two at 7:30. This isn't audio described, but may still be of interest to some. Over on ITV at the same time, Fletcher's Family Farm continues with a trip to the Royal Cheshire Show. Over on Channel 4 at 8, you can learn about Britain's busiest port in Dover 24/7. There's plenty of choice in the 9 p.m. slot. On BBC Two, Chris Packham continues his quest for the secrets of life on Earth in his new series Evolution. Over on ITV, police drama continues with The Dark, with D.I. Kennedy uncovering a clue that appears to point towards a new intended victim. It's another 24 hours in A&E on Channel 4 at 9, and over on Channel 5, there's a new Bristol-based crime drama, The Crow Girl. On BBC One, the drama I, Jack Wright continues with two episodes at 9:15 and then another after the news at 10:40. For something altogether less dramatic, head over to BBC Two at 10 for Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing, this week in the River Severn. ITV have the series Love and Death at 11:30, whilst on Channel 4 at 10, you can learn about the secret lives of gypsy wives in a new series which follows the story of a gypsy family living on a troubled council estate. Now for Tuesday. It's a creative early evening today with The Great British Sewing Bee on BBC One at 8 and Bake Off The Professionals on Channel 4, also at 8. On BBC One at 9, there's a new series of Murder 24/7, when the documentary crew follow detectives and specialists involved in murder investigations, this week in Worcestershire. Also at 9, but on ITV, the drama The Dark continues, whilst on Channel 4 at the same time, a new drama series, The Undeclared War, starts. This is also on at the same time on Wednesday. Over on Channel 5 at 9, the drama The Crow Girl continues. The next episode of this is on Wednesday at the same time. On to Wednesday. Evening viewing starts on BBC One at 7 with Our Lives, Heavy Horses. This programme follows Kate Mobbs Morgan, who has built up a successful business by combining her passion for working in the great outdoors with her interest in working horses, specialising in forestry work and land management. After EastEnders on BBC One, there's The Repair Shop at 8 and the final episode of Bake Off The Professionals on Channel 4 at 8. At 9 on BBC One, Murder 24/7 continues, and over on BBC Two at 9, Saving Lives at Sea is in Portsmouth with the crew enduring Storm Eunice and its 100 miles an hour winds. Now for Thursday. In addition to the regular daytime programme and soaps, your evening starts on BBC Two with Escape to the Country, this week with a couple who move from Australia to the Peak District in Derbyshire. This is followed by Digging for Britain with Alice Roberts, when she learns about a Roman bathhouse found beneath a cricket ground in Carlisle. At 8 over on BBC One, the art programme Fake or Fortune continues and is followed at 9 by Who Do You Think You Are? This week, the award-winning actor Adil Khatar traces his maternal Indian-Kenyan family. On Channel 4 at 8, George Clark meets architect Stuart in another Remarkable Renovations. This is followed at 9 by Murder Case, The Digital Detectives. The team begins a fast-moving investigation following the fatal stabbing of a young man on a residential street in March 2020. Over on Channel 4 at 8, it's live coverage of the Commonwealth Games opening ceremony. No audio description, but it might be of interest to some. And finally on to Friday. Ronan Kemp kicks off things on BBC Two at 6:30 with the health series Just One Thing. He recommends a counterintuitive approach to exercise. At 7 on BBC One, there's another episode of Our Lives, this time hunting the great bluefin tuna. Following the return of the fish to Northern Ireland, two Antrim anglers establish a new fishery. At 8 on BBC One, there's a new series of the crime drama Granite Harbour. The investigation starts when a girl is found dead near a traveller's site. Over on Channel 4, also at 8, follow cosmetic surgeons as they deliver bespoke, undetectable results in Surgery Secrets of the Super Rich. This is followed by the usual Friday evening silliness in Celebrity Gogglebox. Also at 9, but on BBC Two, there's a reboot of the police drama series Bergerac, based in Jersey. Alternatively, head over to ITV at 9 for episodes 3 and 4 of The Twisted Tale of Amanda Knox. Your only late-night film choice is the coming-of-age drama Janal Planet, which is also on ITV at 5 past 11. We hope you find something interesting to watch this week. Thank you.
TNF Soundings.